When I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art.
Welcome everyone to another edition of Community in Depth, and we are thrilled to be chatting it up with our friend Chaplain Gordon Gathright. Gordon is with Augustana, which is going to be going through a name change, and we can't wait to hear a little bit more about that starting the 1st of March, I do believe. So first of all, welcome to you, Chaplain Gordon Gathright. We hope you are well.
Doing very well. So trying to stay warm.
Absolutely. You know, I think we forget about what winter is like. You know, that we have a lovely summer, and we actually did have a really nice fall, and we were kind of cruising along, and then all of a sudden it really did remind us what Minnesota winter is all about. I didn't realize, though, between Park Ridge and the Augustana campus, you actually have a tunnel. I did not know that.
Well, somebody in their wisdom knew what they were doing, and they made that happen. And it's really neat because right now we have some Park Ridge residents who are in our transitional care unit. And so for spouses to get back and forth, it's really, really nice, you know, really nice walk for anybody. And it's out of the elements. And I think that's a bigger piece for everybody. So makes it, you know, just that much more fun to have the tunnel. And like I said, when they built Park Ridge, they added that tunnel on some 20 years ago. And so, like I said, somebody in their wisdom was looking ahead when they did that.
They must have built it in the winter. Don't you think? Oh, my goodness.
It's a nice reminder for people, that's for sure.
Absolutely. So I hinted when we were coming into our interview today that March 1st might have a name change. And I know we've been talking about this for, gosh, probably close to 6-8 months, but it really is finally happening. Tell us about it.
Well, we've been going through a process now, a little over 2 years, trying to put all the pieces together. Because it's such a mammoth undertaking to have two different healthcare groups merged together, it's just a long process. The process of changing the name, the process of getting all the advertising and all the media things that we need to have in order for people to to be able to communicate well, the name change is really, really important. And so we met just a little while ago to decide on a date when we wanted to make that happen, and decided on March 1st that we would be ready to make that change here in Hastings.
And so Augustana and Park Ridge will be known officially as what?
Hastings Senior Health and Living. So that will combine Augustana and Park Ridge into one name.
But people will still have the same great services, and really nothing's going to change but the name. Is that correct?
That's exactly right. So we have an amazing staff in both buildings, and we're very fortunate in the number of people who have, you know, who've been here for a long period of time. That's always a great gift. And the staff work really well together, it's just a joy to be able to come to work around so many wonderful people each day, and supportive and encouraging along the way as well.
And I would assume that as workers, you each need to encourage and support each other. What you're doing is very, very difficult work, and then you factor in all the extra things you have to do because of the pandemic, and it's tough.
Oh, it is, and it's so much more difficult because a lot of our staff have school-aged children, and they're, you know, they're trying to manage school for their kids as well as their work, and then all the other, you know, the other pieces that are out there, just the normal living of life, and everybody to some extent has had to make some pretty significant changes in this last year of craziness. And so all the more reason for us to be able to be encouragers of one another as we share our work things every day. It really is a fun thing for us to be able to have those connections with each other.
Gordon, tell us a little bit about where you are with COVID. I know that for many, many months you had no cases at all, and then you did have a spike between Thanksgiving and kind of December timeframe, but where do you stand right now, please?
We did have a pretty rough go of it from the middle of November up to the middle of January. And so all but 11 of our residents had COVID. We have no deaths in that timeframe directly from COVID. We have people because of their age and because of other health considerations. Did die, but COVID was not the reason why they died. So we're very grateful for that, and that comes down to again our vigilance and, you know, working with people. When people had COVID, they were transferred to other places as there was room. We finally had to turn half of our downstairs into our own COVID unit here because we had no place to send people. And so we took half of what's downstairs and made it our COVID unit. And so that worked out really, really, really fine. So it's been, we've been through the testing now. I think we did our testing yesterday or on Monday. And so we're glad that we've been able to test. And so if we have no COVID this time, we're hoping that we'll be able to go from twice a week testing to once a week testing, because the numbers are up in the county again, the latest ones. So, and that's not that's what from a couple of 3 weeks ago. So it's not real up to date right now.
So
it's the latest that we have.
So the way that it works is when the numbers go up, that is what dictates how often you get tests. Do you test the staff and the residents?
Yes, everybody gets tested. So when it rises above 5%, that's when that dictates the how often we test or for COVID.
And so as far as your numbers, you're really pleased, I know, with the way things look now. What is the status of people getting vaccinated?
Everybody's had the opportunity to be vaccinated in the building both twice, and we've started another group on the first vaccination. So we've had, I think, all but two or three maybe of our residents who were vaccinated, and I'm still not sure what our numbers are within staff, but I know it's two or three of our residents that were not vaccinated. And again, some just because of health concerns that prevent them from having that vaccination in our residence.
But I would assume people are just feeling so much better about getting that first shot, and like you said, or the second shot even. Is it going to open your space up? Do you know how that's going to work, or is Augustana still closed to visitors?
Yes, we still are allowing our compassionate care visitors, and we're allowing our essential caregivers on both floors. Now, we weren't allowing it on the first floor because of COVID concerns, but now that's changed. Anybody in the building can have a compassionate care visit or an essential caregiver. And with the compassionate care visits, those have been open to both floors anyway, so that's not a new thing. But now because of the COVID is way down, and because of the vaccinations, that's all changed a little bit.
And are people able to leave their rooms, Gordon? What does that look like?
Yes, we're allowing smaller groups that are socially distant to be able to be out. And then the other thing, you know, we started some socially distanced gatherings, like they're having bingo now, and so all of those things are slowly coming back. But it's gonna be a while before we're able to have things like they were before this all started. And I don't think that we'll ever, at least for the foreseeable future, you know, we'll still be wearing masks and shields and just to protect everybody as much as we can in this whole process.
Well, I know you were able to celebrate Valentine's Day. Can you tell us about that?
It was a wonderful, wonderful celebration. So several groups of people brought in Valentines for our residents. One of our residents told me yesterday that she received 7 Valentines with this big, 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 big smile on her face. And so she was very thrilled about that gift. And it was such a sweet, sweet gift for us. One of our good friends who does daycare had her little ones make cards for all of the residents, and then even went so far as to bring in cookies from Emily's. It was a pretty special day for our all of our residents and our staff. So our families brought in candy and all kinds of goodies for our staff along the way, and it was a big celebration for everybody in the building, that's for sure.
And don't you love to see a return to a little bit of normalcy like that?
Well, I think it's good for everybody. It has a good feeling of hope in the midst of all of the craziness that we've gone through. And one of my favorite verses from Romans chapter 5 is such a great verse. It says, "Suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope." And verse 5 is, "And hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom he has given us." And we experienced a whole big bunch of love from, such a great group of friends of Augustana.
It's pretty awesome. Tell us, as we're heading into Lent, what are some of the things that you are going to be doing at Augustana?
Sure. We have thought through what we are planning to do for our Lent imposition of ashes. So I will be visiting both of our buildings at Park Ridge and at the Care Center here. And I purchased a very big supply of Q-tips to mark heads with the ashes. That'll be safe for everybody. There won't be any hands or any of that kind of thing touching people. Everybody will have imposition of ashes that wants it for Lent, as we begin Lent.
And what are some of the other things that you are able to still do from a religious standpoint during this time period?
I've been able to do a lot of things in our residents' rooms. I try to see every resident every week, at least once a week, and to be able to, spend time with them, to pray with them, to encourage them. And it's such a blessing, because we can't all meet in groups right now, just such a blessing to be able to spend that time individually with our residents, and they really appreciate the opportunity to have an extended amount of time as we visit. And so I really look forward to that every week. I have individual cups of communion that I can share with residents that has the bread and the juice for communion, and a lot of our residents really do appreciate the opportunity to have communion now on a regular basis.
I bet they do. And you also, I know, have had the opportunity for some of the compassionate caregivers to have the vaccinations as well. I would assume that the mood is just so much better, knowing that we can see the hope.
Well, I think everybody is feeling that to have the vaccination makes it a lot easier to not be as fearful of all that's going on. And I think that it makes it easier for family members who are essential caregivers and those who do compassionate care to come in and not be as concerned or as worried about bringing, you know, bringing COVID into the building. And I think that's a helpful thing for family members and for our residents as well.
And Gordon, do you still have the protocol where if somebody is transferred in, let's say for short term or for long term, that they are isolated for a little bit until it's clear they're not a threat with COVID?
Yes, it's a 14-day period. Anytime somebody comes into our transitional care, there's a 14-day quarantine period for them, and then once that's done, then they can have the essential caregiver or compassionate care visits.
What's about the average time that people come for short-term rehab?
It varies. It can be a week to 10 days to, you know, 3 or 4 months, depending on what they came in with. Sometimes people have issues with broken bones or surgeries on knees and hips, and so that takes a little bit of time, but it's usually a week to 10 days to 3 to 4 months is our normal average.
Are you feeling more comfortable with your job?
Oh, I've never felt uncomfortable, really, Mo. I'm so grateful for the work that I get to do at Augustana, and I think it's been a huge, huge blessing for me to be able to spend time with our residents. I think a lot of what happens to our residents and to any of us is that fear becomes so great in our hearts and our lives that we kind of throw good sense out the window sometimes. And I think when we spend so much time focused on the fear that it's really hard for us to move ahead in all that we do and all that we say. It doesn't mean that, you know, I'm not careful. I still wear the mask. I still wear the shield. All of those things, because I don't want to give it away, and I certainly don't want to get it from somebody. I've said to myself all along that I do not want to spend my life being, you know, scared of my shadow, if that makes sense.
It absolutely does, because I know God doesn't want us to be scared of things either.
It's interesting that there are 365 verses related to fear in the Bible. And I think it's great that there are that many verses, because then that means that it says 365 days out of a year, do not fear, because I, the Lord your God, am with you.
I love that. This comes from somebody that reads the Bible front to back every year. Is that still true?
Yes, ma'am. I'm enjoying it right now, so it's really been good. I've finished Genesis and then Exodus right now, and it's always a good journey. Always a good journey.
Well, you're always a good journey. We want to say thank you to our guest, Chaplain Gordon Gathright. He is at Augustana, which is part of the Cassia Group, soon to be relabeled as Hastings Senior Health and Living. And thank you so much for all you do. We're so grateful that you not only minister to the folks that you do, but you minister to us by way of the radio. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Mo. Thank you.
You're welcome. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
Oh, Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all